Welcome. So just for now, you can let go of your intention. To simply be, not knowing. Fresh, being presence, without any goal. You don't need to refer to the past. Whatever appears to you. Appears in this open, borderless, transparent space of awareness. Which is your very self, your true self. whatever appears disappears. In this openness, which you are, wherever you go, whatever you do, being is your true self, the only self there is. Which is the self that each one of us knows as myself. Not to be confused with something which appears, such as memories and bodily sensations. The past has completely ceased to be. But you this aware presence do not appear or disappear. You are life. As being, as reality, you are this formless essence. And out of your freedom and creativity, you create and experience the world, body, mind, what we refer to as life manifestation. Without being bound by your creation, there is nothing which is apart from you. is only one you, one I, one reality. When the impression of suffering is due to believing yourself and feeling yourself to be a person, a father, a mother, somebody, this belief is random. It's a psychological virus. Mistaken identification. And it is this identification which you need to look into, to investigate. Am I somebody which exists in time and space? Or does time and space appear within me as thoughts, memories, perceptions? Am I this aware presence, the reality which perceives, or am I an object of perception? You know the answer because you are the reality which perceives. You are not an object inside the brain or a subject inside the brain or behind the eyes. You are not something that's inside the body, in the chest, in the heart, or in the... It all appears to you. So you can investigate. Are there any limitations that I know of about consciousness, about I, the reality which perceives that which is I, that which is aware and knows that it's aware? Are there any limitations to awareness? Is there any time constraints upon awareness? Are there any physical constraints upon awareness? You don't need to attach yourself to any state, the state of the body or the mind. To inquire into truth. This requires a certain stillness. And listening without knowing. Being available for the unknown. You have never been other than what you are. You have never become more or less than what you are. You don't need to maintain the old model of being somebody. In the absence of being somebody or something, you are whatever you are, undefined. No borders. No structures.